Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Maybe it's the CentOS that you... Maybe that was the problem instead of the census. Okay. Well, never mind. You, those who are at home, doesn't matter. Fazel Hayati says, is NSA listening to this program? Wouldn't it be embarrassing if they weren't?
Pledge now.
They listen to everybody else and they don't listen to this program. Kathy Finch, what color are your eyes? You know, how does anyone know, really? Sometimes they're blue-gray and sometimes they're gray-blue. A lot of times they're nondescript, and the bloodshot is really the most common. And I don't know where that comes from, but, you know, you never really know your own eye color. You know, it's like one of those... Because the mirror's got to... It distorts it. It doesn't refract all the colors and everything. The subtleties. All the subtleties. I don't know. John Schilling of West Dallas says, I got nothing. Where's John? Thanks, man. No, I really appreciate that. If you got nothing, say that. Too many people come up with something and really they've got nothing. Thanks, John. Kathy Roble of McFarland says, Jeff sure is cute. And Jeff sure is married and Jeff sure has three children. Kathy Roble, where are you? Okay, all right, so he's cute, right? But, you know, with an asterisk. Big one. Okay, wait a second. There's more to this, obviously, that we need to get. Can you see him behind the flamingo there? Yeah.
Very cute, but my husband wrote this because I can't write. So when he showed it to me, I'm like, are you kidding me? But yes, he is very cute.
Well, you must have indicated something to that extent.
Well, definitely.
Your husband is adorable himself. So
yeah. Oh.
And look here. Look how adorable her own husband is. What does she need even to think about it? Yeah. What does she need that? Okay. Thanks, dear.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay. And on behalf of Jeff, thank you. We used to get. Remember, John? We used to get those cards.
Yeah.
More than 20 years ago, I think it was actually. If I'm listening to you, Michael, why am I not working on my house? Bob Siebel, Lowell, Wisconsin. Where's Bob? All right. I'll come see you. All right. If you stood up and walked a few paces over, then I could meet you before the show ends, I think. It takes a lot of work. So you're working on your... What are you doing on your house?
The question is the story that I started listening to you when I built my house, started building it in 96, and so... It's a two-story Cape Cod. I'm going to finish the top. That seems easy, right? Yeah. So I spent.
You got one story so far, yeah. And since '96 or what?
No, it's all done now. But I would spend every weekend working on something, cutting something, trying to wire something, listening to your show. Yeah. So it seems odd now that I see you.
I worked on Saturday mornings though. That's what held things up.
That might be why it took so long. I don't know.
I know some guys say they had to go up to their attic and pretend to be insulating to listen to the show because their wife hates me. You know, I've heard that more than once. So there's that. Maybe it was that sort of thing.
Well, my wife at the time, I'm no longer married. She didn't hate you, but she didn't get it, so.
Care for me. She didn't.
Exactly.
Hatred is a strong thing. And she's no longer with you, so we can say anything we want about
it. Exactly. I doubt she's listening. Yeah.
House is done. Looks good.
It's done. It looks very nice. You want to buy it?
You're going to work since 96 on a house, and you're going to flip it? What's the matter with you?
It's not exactly flipping at this point, is it?
And where is this house?
Lowell. It's in Dodge County.
That's nice. You're not really going to sell it now, right?
Well, I would like to sell it.
What are you going to do? Start another one?
I don't know about
you got
that.
Enough time, really, to start another house?
As long as you're on the radio, I guess I do.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. Okay. You're a good man, that, Bob. And I bet it's a beautiful house. Did you ever build your own house or anything like that?
No.
Good around the house?
Yeah, I'm around the house, but I don't build it. I buy it.
You're around the house, but you don't build it?
Yes.
Okay. Are you handy at all? Can you mix?
I can put a nail in the wall.
On the wall. Okay, that's the extent. Any particular nail? I mean, do you?
No, just any nail.
Well, that's good. That's a start. And you are? Your name is?
Edmund.
Nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Baghdad, Iraq.
Iraq.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. And how long are you visiting us here? Are you?
I've been here for 22 years.
22 years is a long visit. But I can tell you're a good guest, so it's not so, you're not imposing at all.
I'm a hard-working, tax-paying guest.
Very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Okay. And he can pound a nail, ladies and gentlemen. My dad taught me how to straighten nails. That's the only thing I learned from my dad. You know, Bill said, I read on the basement one time, and he built these things that never fit, never worked, and never opened. Once, you know, like drawers that actually you couldn't pull out because there was no drawer behind it. But he showed me how to straighten nails, and I've been grateful ever since. Never have to buy another nail, thanks to my dad. How are we doing so far?
It's time.
It's time? Okay. I can't answer if I'm ready for the 50 Shades of Grey lead. I think we took one shade of gray at a time. I could probably do it. Let's see now. I gave this to someone. We have to know who can and cannot play the What Do You Know quiz before we do it. Oh, yes, it's up. It's up. It's the husband. What is your name? I can't keep calling you the husband.
I'm Craig. Craig Roble. Alrighty, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should really get their own shows. I don't know about you, but I'm going in the same Popeye costume I wore in 1972. There's a little ad lib there. I hope that was okay. All right. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. And finally, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
There you go. You can save that little souvenir. Thank you very much. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz. Simply for being who you are. Wait a minute now. This guy dressed for the show. I always appreciate that. Yes, he wore his hat. Just stand up a second. Let's see if you qualify. You are?
Mark, Shropshire.
Okay, and I can't see. Monona Grove Eagles. Go Eagles. Monona Grove Eagles. Mark, did you say?
Yes, sir.
Give me one good reason, Mark, you should play this quiz.
I have a face for radio.
Welcome to the club. Come on down here. Oh, you're going over the top. Oh, he's paleolith. He's a paleolith. He's got no shoes on. Yeah. Come up here if you would. Have a seat there. Is that when you left this morning? Or
I did.
Okay. And are they there? At the seat? Okay. Okay, yes, fine.
I was inspired by
I'm always sitting next to guys like you in places like this. Guys who take their shoes off and just leave them there. So, Mark, what do you do these days, Mark?
I'm a physical therapist.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah, where do you do that?
Happy PT month, Michael.
Oh, thank you very much. My wife is one, you know.
I understand that. That's great. You marry well.
Yeah, she can't work on me due to personal issues. But she's done wonders for other people. It's a really amazing thing, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm from Appleton.
Oh, from Appleton, so you're up there in Appleton somewhere?
Yeah, right.
What's the place you work at?
I have my own clinic. It's called Motion Synergy Physical Therapy.
How cool.
Yeah.
So you hung your shingle.
I did.
Yeah. You've always been in this field?
Yep.
You segue into it? Where'd you get your learning from?
I'm a BU Terrier. I graduated from Boston University.
Oh,
so
no,
go Bo Sox.
Well, you pretty much lost the accent, except for when you say it.
I parked the car in the ramp.
Is that where you're from originally out there?
No, Monona is home. And they're actually celebrating their 75th anniversary this evening at the community center, if you want to stop by. And
a whole
wish,
75
wish
years
them
in
well.
One evening. That's going to be a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You're going to be, is it festivities?
It is. It's kind of a black tie dress-up. Smarmy event. So,
Do you have that? Where do you have to rent that?
I'm going to talk to my advisor on whether we go with the cummerbund and the bow tie.
Do you have it at all?
I want Sarah's outfit. Is what I want.
I'm not sure my shoes would fit you.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to try them.
Come to Wonder Woman and see what that does for your prestige in the neighborhood. All right, so someone out there plays along with you, Mark. And how does that work, Wonder Woman?
People who want to play the quiz pick up the phone and dial 1-800.
Stop scratching your wig,
it's
will
really
you?
It's really itchy.
I know, but it doesn't look good when you do that.
1-800-942-5669. And you ask them a qualifying question.
What? Oh, yes. Okay, I'm sorry. What?
1-800.
Qualifying question.
Yes, yeah,
okay.
You got it.
Qualifying question.
Uh-huh.
There's now a robot fish. I don't want to know what species. The first actual they made a robot fish, but it actually resembles one species. And I want to know the first true robot fish is what type of fish? What species of fish have they emulated now in robotic form? If you know, give us a call. There's various types of fish, so we should, well, you should hit this. Could be a bottom feeder. That's what I'm saying. Let's go to the phones right now. Mark's on the line from Rochester, New York. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, they have like Freak Fest out in Rochester?
We have a Fringe Fest. We did that last month for about 10 days.
Yeah, but I mean like a Halloween sort of crazy time.
Oh, yeah, people do that all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going as something?
I'm not really into Halloween.
No, you're not.
I don't know. It's just not my favorite holiday at all.
But it's for adults now.
I know. I think that's the problem.
Yeah,
I'm
with
you. I don't think it needs to be or should be.
The first true robotic fish is what type? Possible.
Well, that's what the
feeder.
Question was. I couldn't hear it because I was talking to Lyle. First robotic fish.
Robotic fish.
I'll go with a minnow.
Well, a cute little robotic fish. No, because other robotic fish would probably eat it at that point. So, no, I'm sorry, Mark.
Okay.
Stupid question, but what can you do sometimes? Thanks, though.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Mike's on the line from Radford, Virginia. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Yourself?
Good, like always. Working with you, listening to you, like that man building the house.
Yeah, what are you building?
I'm just cleaning up the yard. I've mowed more grass with you than anybody else.
Yeah, and I bet you smoked a little too, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's all right. I don't want to.
I still use a Walkman to listen to you.
Really? Well, you're a diehard. Yeah. I love that. That's wonderful. Those are worth money, by the way. You can't even find them on eBay anymore, those Walkmen.
I know. The last one I bought was at a yard sale.
Yeah. Mike, first true robotic fish. I don't know if the military... Yes.
How about a catfish?
Ooh, that would be a cool idea, because then they can have the, you know, little whisker, electronic whiskers and stuff on it. But I'm afraid it's not. It's more of a bottom feeder.
Well, catfish are bottom feeders.
I know, but it's more of a different bottom feeder.
Don't get technical on me here.
That's as far as I go on technical. So,
okay.
Sorry, though. Okay. Bye then. Let's see. Joel's in Charleston, West Virginia. Aren't you, Joel?
I am. Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. The last caller stole my guess.
Oh, yeah? Well, there are other bottom feeders, you know.
That's true. I wish I was an ichthyologist.
Yeah, or a fish person would be good, too.
That's the term.
I don't know. Yeah.
How about a carp?
A carp is exactly right, Joel. You could be an ichthyologist with guesses like that.
Fantastic.
Excellent. So what's new out there in Charleston? What are you doing out there? Are you going to school or are you working? Or are you?
Oh, just visiting for the weekend. I live a couple hours north up in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Are you visiting family?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. I got a little get-together here. What do you got planned for the get-together?
So far, absolutely nothing, and that's probably a good way to start a Saturday.
Yeah, that's how you know it's a family, if you're doing nothing together.
Yes.
That's a wonderful thing. Joel, this is Mark.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Mark.
Okay. Guys bonding. I love it. Do you guys work together? You are a team. We have various categories, don't we, Wonder Woman?
They are. Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
What? Okay, yes. Joel, what would you like?
Let's try science.
Science it is. All right. Do marmosets know polite conversation or don't they? Marmosets, do they know polite conversation or do they not? The monkeys.
What do you think, Joel? Monkeys, pretty polite?
I was hoping you might start with an initial answer, Mark, and then we can narrow that down.
Work from there, yeah.
Sounds reasonable to me, Joel.
They do. Uh-oh. Okay, they do. That's right. Congratulations. Yeah, they love exchanging pleasantries. Farmers Fest. You're known for it.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Remaining is what?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Mark?
Things I should have learned in school.
School. Which of the following is not in the New York Times style book? Tweet, twerk, or patooey?
Twerk. Joel, what do you think?
When was the style guide published?
So this is the latest style guide, latest style guide.
It's not a section of the newspaper, okay.
No, style book, you know, the Times writing style book. Tweet, twerk, or patooey? Not in the style book.
Mark, what do you think the definition of patooey would be?
It's a cartoon spit.
It sounds like a spittoon.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. A spittoon, yeah, cartoon spit. Spittoon, I guess.
I'm gonna withdraw my first answer and collude with you. Spittoon in New York Times, that sounds a little contradictory. Joel, I might need your help on that.
I think tweet is probably in there. I think we could narrow that one down. Mm. I guess it's between twerk and patooey.
This is taking much too much consideration and thought power.
I'm thinking twerk might not be in that guide.
That was my first impression.
Okay.
Patooey.
I can't remember if I've read patooey in the New York Times at all. Perhaps one of the columnists might have used it.
I'm actually leaning towards patooey.
Leaning towards patooey.
That seems like an outdated term.
You want to lean away from a patooey, I think.
Should we go with that one, Joel?
Patooey?
Let's do that.
Okay, patooey, yeah. Boy, that clicked a lot of twerk. And
that's two right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there?
Current events, people, places, or odds and ends. I'd just like to point out that twerk then is in the style guide.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of wished it wasn't.
That's implied that.
Said what I said.
Right. I'd have to read the style guide to know for sure.
I'm appalled.
Okay. Joe, what would you like?
Places.
Places. Which of the following is not specifically prohibited as a Halloween costume at University of Colorado Boulder? Is it dressing as white trash, Indian, or yeshiva boy? Not specifically frowned on or banned from Colorado Halloween costumes. White trash, Indian, or yeshiva boy.
You know, Joel, the Indian mascots have been in the news lately, and I heard Washington's changing their football team nickname to the Red States. I'd like to see if that's correct. My first thought was Indians.
Not prohibited. We're saying not prohibited. So you're saying the Indian costume is actually encouraged at the University of Colorado?
I'm not
patooey.
So sure.
You made a patooey.
I'm thinking yeshiva boy is something I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Although that sounds like it might be offensive.
That's a boy who goes to yeshiva or a school, you know, a religious school.
Ah, school.
Religious school boy.
Colorado, or their mascot is the Buffaloes. I don't know if that has anything to do with
it. You have a lot of peripheral information.
I'm trying to read you, Michael.
Now, I say, which of the following is not specifically prohibited as a Halloween costume at CU? Okay. So is it the white trash, Indian, or yeshiva boy? Not specifically mentioned.
I'm thinking white trash is probably not even mentioned.
Yeah, I'll agree, Joel.
Let's go through this once again now. Which is not specifically... What do they not say? You know, you shouldn't come as white trash because that's offensive, or an Indian, that's offensive. But yeshiva boy, did they even mention, for example?
Should they even have to say that?
Yeah,
though?
That's what I say, not specifically prohibited.
Oh.
When they prohibited costumes. But you wonder why they would do it in the first place.
Well, I got to say, we are very...
You're saying yeshiva boy?
We are, sadly...
I'll go along with that.
Yeshiva boy's right, they want to kiss, all right.
This is PRO.